About a month ago, the Sitka Assembly and the Sitka School Board sat down in a room together to go over the district's budget. They didn't make a whole lot of news, the same conversations they have every year about how times are tough and both their budgets are tight and they'll need to work together to find solutions. But afterward, in the hallway, Mayor Mim McConnell was talking about all the decisions the city has to make in the months ahead, and she said,
I want to hear from people. I really do. I want phone calls. I want emails. I want to know how... You know, what is the most important part of our society that they want funded? You know, is it infrastructure, which includes roads, buildings, city buildings, parks, or is it salaries? Is it employees? Is it schools? Is it harbors?
So, I took the mayor's question out onto Lincoln Street.
How's it going? Got any thoughts on the city budget?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good. I'm doing a story on the city budget. You don't have a minute to stop and talk, do you?
No.
In a hurry?
Yeah.
Things started out slow. One guy just stared at me.
I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on that. No? Okay. Well, thank you. Enjoy your afternoon.
So I changed strategies and rephrased the question.
If you had $25 million to spend,
uh-huh.
What would you write the first check for? Would it be the roads? Would it be the police? Would it be education or any of the other things of the city? What's the biggest priority for you for the city to spend its money?
I would say maintaining what we have. Yeah, like infrastructure, you know.
Yeah.
I think that would be important. I think schools would be important. I think not going beyond what we have. I think to maintain what we have would be important.
Probably better park, maybe. Probably a better park where you can actually play like basketball without like something covering the top, you know, where people can play ball or, you know, just further, like a playground actually, sort of a deal.
Well, personally, I think the school system is very important because that's our children. That's our next generations. And then the roads could use a little work. Here and there, you know, to be honest with you. But, I mean, mostly it's, you know, getting businesses back in. You know, we've got so many empty buildings now.
That's a tough question. Most important thing is, I don't know, make sure the streets are safe.
People actually ended up having a lot to say. More police, less police, more money for the schools, maintain what we have, put some money toward preventing homelessness, and then there was Willow Moore. She asked to see a copy of the budget, and after about 30 seconds of looking at the numbers...
Do you mind if I look up something specific?
No.
She mentioned schools and long-range planning issues, like making sure we have enough money to maintain things we're building now when they fall apart in the future. But she also talked about city grants to nonprofit organizations. Moore runs a nonprofit, Braveheart Volunteers, and she says the money the city invests in those organizations helps them attract other grants. And that is outside money that ripples through Sitka's economy.
So it's very important that the city funds the Health and Human Service and the arts and cultural programs because they're bringing in, they're actively reaching out for those outside dollars and bringing millions and millions of dollars into our community.
So we've given you a small sampling of opinion on how the city should spend its money, but what about the actual budget? For that, we turn to interim city administrator and full-time finance director, Jay Sweeney.
That's okay. My chair here.
Who is taking a seat in our studio.
What I always like to try to tell folks is our budget is complex.
Indeed, it is. The binder it comes in is about 400 pages thick, but we're going to focus on the general fund, a big pool of money the city uses for day-to-day operations. A police and fire service, paying most of its employees, parks and recreation, public works projects, stuff like that. It is the $25 million we were asking people about in the beginning of the story, and it is tightly balanced.
If every revenue came in exactly as projected, and we spent every last penny right down to the nibs, we'd have $38 left.
Still, the budget as it's written now is a plan, and only a plan.
But in the past, we have had years in which the budget has been exceeded, other years in which there has been a surplus.
For the budget year we're in right now, 2013, the city is predicting a surplus. But Sweeney emphasizes that whether the city actually has a surplus won't be known until the last day of the fiscal year.
That surplus is not a surplus now, today, at this moment. It's a projection of a possible surplus on June 30th, and you need to get to that date to see how everything ends up in the year.
You might know who's winning the game, but you don't know what the final score is until the ninth inning.
That's correct.
The Assembly already held two work sessions on the budget. Members have taken a quick look at the general fund and gone over the enterprise and internal funds with a finer-toothed comb. This upcoming hearing is all about the general fund, an in-depth look at the city's day-to-day spending. After that, it is two full meetings with public testimony, possible changes, and votes at the Assembly table before the budget becomes official. So, we'll ask the question again. If you were a city with $25 million to spend, for what would you write the first check? You can comment on this story online, or you can talk directly to your Assembly members. We've posted links on how to reach them on our website, kcaw.org. For Raven News, I'm Ed Ronco.